Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Sister Betty Jo, and it's my journey. It's called The Journey. I hope that everyone is having a wonderful and blessed day today. We know that it is July the 8th is Wednesday, and it is, I'm here in North Texas, and I am truly blessed that God has woke me up this morning and to see a new day, because it is a new day. Hopefully this will be recorded, and will be recorded in Jesus Christ's name. Today, I am bringing forth a message coming from the scripture reading is Deuteronomy 31:6, and we're going to read that. And before we even start, you know, we're going to say a prayer. We're going to give a praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because He deserves all praises. It's not us who deserve praise. It is Him who deserves praise. So, Lord, we just thank You. We give You honor, and we want to thank You for what You have done, what You're going to do, and it's all in Your name. And we are thankful and grateful. So we want to say thank You, Jesus, and we love You. Amen. So anyway, let us go to that scripture, Deuteronomy 31:6, and thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 6 says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." Amen. God is talking to us, talking to His children. He's telling us to for us to be strong and don't be afraid of what's going on around us, because there's a lot going on around us, and He doesn't want us to be distracted. He doesn't want us to step back. He wants us to continue going forward, whether you may feel that you are alone, but we must believe that God is with us, and He has not left us, and He is watching, and He is listening, and He knows what's going to happen before we even know. You know, that's why He's God Almighty, and we need to continue putting our trust in Him, not in man, but put our trust in God. And so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to talk here and share this. It's all about, I'm going to be breaking it down, going from scripture to scripture, and this is to encourage you and to encourage me as well. We must hold on, we must stay strong, and we must have faith. And we must trust God, and we must keep believing, and we must never lose hope, okay? Now, we're going to start with the word. I'm going to speak on each word here, at least the main words, like number one. We're going to talk about hope. And hope is talking about, we're going to talk about hold. We're going to hold on. Hold on, because there's a change, and that change is coming, and that change is Jesus Christ, because He is coming back. He is returning. It's not His first time being here. He is coming back again. He's been here before. And so we're going to go into a scripture, and where God is, He's wanting us to hold on. And as I said, let us not give up. And, you know, when we're holding on, one thing about it, we want God to hold us, because a lot of times we can slip. And so it's Him that's holding us. We don't want Him to to lose hold of us. So we need him, you know. Not that he needs us, but we need him. So I'm going to go to Hebrew. And Hebrew chapter 10, verse 23. And I know that many of you have heard these scriptures before, and it is good to continue to keep going back to them. I don't care how many times that I have read these scriptures, but feeding my spirit, that helps me to keep, keeps me strong. It is his word. So it is his word. His word never changes. And that's what I love about the Lord Jesus. He never changed. So here in Hebrew, I said chapter 10, and we're going to read here, and I hope that you have your own Bible and that you can read, go back and read for yourself that what I am bringing forth to you. So Hebrew chapter 10, and it starts with 23, and it says here, let us hold, yes, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. So we need to hold fast to that, to the confession, and let us hold fast to it, and the confession is of our hope without wavering. We don't need to be wavering this way and wavering that way. We need the word hold, and God wants us to hold on to that. Hold on to what you have confessed. You have confessed to the Lord Jesus of who he is. And so we need to not keep, don't be wavering from here and there. Just continue staying in his hand. And so God is letting us know here in this verse, in verse 23, to let us hold fast. We need to hold fast. And hold fast what? The confession of our hope. Hope without wavering, and not of our hope without, he who promised, he is faithful, because God is faithful. Yes, he is. He is so faithful. And so we're going to go to the word strong. And as I said, I have pulled out some scriptures. God is telling us to be strong. You know, I know we get weak because we live in the flesh, you know, but God is telling us to be strong because he knows us. He knows all about us. So he's letting us know that we need to stay strong. And the only way that we can stay strong is to stay with him. Let's go to let's talk about the strong tower, because he is this tower. Proverbs chapter 18. Let's go to Proverbs 18, verse 10. And thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 18, verse 10 says here, thank you, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. His name is a strong tower. The righteous runs to it and are safe. So we who are righteous, you know, who we have confessed that we know who Jesus Christ is, righteous, we can run. He's talking about us who believes in him. We can run to him because he, his name, the name of the Lord, is a strong tower. Jesus, that is a powerful name. And we can run to the Lord anytime, at any moment. We don't have to wait till something happened to come to him. We can go to him at any time. So he's telling us that we can run to it, and we are safe. We are safe. Regardless of what our circumstances and whatever the situation may be, we can still run to him because he is the strong tower. Amen. So that's Proverbs 18, verse 10. I can talk a whole lot more and share more about this, but I have 30 minutes, and I thank God for this 30 minutes. So I'm giving you just a little nugget here because, you know, we all need something. We need encouragement in this day and time. And so that there, we talked about that, and then we're going to go to we're going to go to John 3:16, and I know we all have heard of John 3:16. You know, that's, we know about the plan, but a lot of us, do we know the man? Do we know really Jesus Christ? Because in John 3:16, he says here, and I'm going to go to it, though I know it, but I can still, I need to go to the Word, and I need to read it. Amen. John 3:16. Hallelujah. It says that he who believes in him, and that's where the believing comes, because God is telling us to believe. We have to believe in him. So John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son. He only had one son, and he gave that son up for us. And he did that so that we can be saved. So here it is. Let me finish this, that whoever believes in him should not perish. God doesn't want us to perish. So he telling us not to perish, but to have everlasting life. He wants us to live forever, for eternity with him. He wants us to not perish. He doesn't want us to go to hell, because hell was not made for man. But God has given us all a choice, that we must choose whether we want to be with him for eternity or we want to go to hell and be with Satan. And Satan does exist. And so here God is saying he gave his son. He didn't come here to condemn us. See, he didn't come down here to condemn us. He came here so that we can have that we can live forever, that when we die, our soul and our spirit will go to heaven. It will live and not die, because Christ Jesus is not dead. He is alive, though many then and many today still believe that Christ has not, he hasn't risen. They don't believe in him. They call him a prophet. They don't want to recognize, they don't want to honor him, they don't give him praise, they don't believe. And so we who are righteous, we know in our heart that who Jesus Christ is. And if we believe, then we know that while we are still here, we must not give up. Never lose hope. Even if though you feel like giving up, God, the Holy Spirit within you, you have the Holy Spirit, if you have accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, accepted him into your life, you have a spirit there that will help you through these hardships, these hard times, these prosecutions. It's not that we're never going to go through prosecution, because we're going to go through prosecution. And let no one say, I don't care how good you are, how many times you've been to church, how many times you read this Bible, how many times what you do in good, trying to pay your way, you can't pay your way into heaven. God is saying that we must believe, and we must confess our sins, because we're sinners that have been saved by God's grace. And that grace is that salvation that God has given us freely. He allowed his son to die on that cross and took all the humility and all the mess for us, the world, who are sinners. And God did this. That's how much he loved us. So God is saying that since we have accepted, those of us who accepted Jesus Christ, you know, we are to continue living, continue moving forward, continue preaching, ministering the word, continue not just read it, but live it as well. We must continue and not to be ashamed, no matter what, again, is going on in our world, no matter all the chaos that's happening right now. And we even see that the time is at hand, because this is the time. We are living in the last days. So God is telling us to hold on. He's telling us to stay strong. He's telling us to hold on, have faith. Have faith in him, you know, and he's telling us to trust him. trust him. Believe what he says. He doesn't lie. He does not lie at all. He don't have a lie in him. And he's telling us to keep believing. And he's telling us to never give up. Never. Always hold on to your hope, because that is what holding us is, our hope. I'm going to go to a scripture that talks about first thing. I'm going to talk about faith. There's one scripture I could pick. There's many scriptures here is about faith. But it tells us here in Hebrews 11:1, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. We don't have to see it to believe, you know, to have faith. Faith is not seeing it. Faith is not seeing, having to see it then for us to believe it. It is knowing that we don't have to see it to believe. You know, that's faith. And your faith can grow. If you have little faith, that little faith can grow. And it doesn't, it can take that little faith too to get you there, to get you to knowing that, you know, someone may have more faith. Their faith may be stronger than your faith. But it takes that you continuing studying your word, trusting him, praying, staying in communication, listening to him, being obedient, and being faithful to him, okay? So faith comes from hearing the message. As you hear this message, as I hear the message, and the message is heard, what? Through the word of Christ. It's through God's word. The word does not belong to me. It belongs to Christ. Christ is the word. The word is Christ, okay? So we can't change him. We can't change Christ. We can't get rid of the truth, because the truth is him. So that's what faith is. And let's go to hope. Hope is, it says here, be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. That's in Psalms 31:24, talking about hope. And hope is here. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Renewing our strength. Our strength means to be renewed. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. That's in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. So God is strengthening us. He gave us the word. If we will study his word daily, if we will pray. Your prayer don't have to be all fancy. It don't have to be all long. It doesn't even. I pray and say, Lord, thank you. I say, Lord, thank you. I pray not only for me, not only for my family. I'm praying for the entire world. God hears prayers. There are some prayers that may not be listened to. You know, you got to believe. You just don't go to him and just ask. A lot of times people try to, take advantage. You can't never take advantage of God. You know, if you believe in him, then you believe. If you don't believe in him, then you don't. But it is God's grace and his mercy that why he is continuing allowing us to make that choice to decide to let go of the things of the world. Stop trying to be a halfway neutral. Stop being afraid that, you know, because there's more of them and less of you, or less of us, okay? Because you know what? God says in a scripture, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You know, Satan has been given a certain amount of power, but God has all power. Amen? So this is Sister Betty Jo with the journey. And this journey is not only my journey, but it's your journey. We all have a journey. So I'm hoping that wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing, whatever it is, your life, what's going on, you know, whatever the situation is and all the circumstances, you know, continue trusting in God. Continue putting your faith in him. Continue holding on. Don't turn back. And know that prosecution is at hand, and you will be prosecuted. There will be many. There will be family members. They will be those who are your friends, those who are in the church. You know, we're the church, but there are going to be people who proclaim and say they are children of God. But you know what? You will know them. You will know the light, because you know Satan is a light too. So you got to know who you're dealing with, okay? And don't be misled either. But continue on believing and trusting in God's word, because God's word never change. Never change. No matter what our society is saying, no matter what they're saying, you know what? You must know the truth. And you must allow that truth. The truth is what sets us free. That's just not something that just sounds good. Truth really does set us free. And we must stay connected with the truth. And I'm hoping that, I know God is sending his son. We don't know when. We don't know what the day and the hour. But I know that Jesus Christ is coming back. You know, we just must continue staying faithful and in obedience, you know, and continue sharing your testimony with others, and ministering to those who are lost that doesn't know Jesus Christ. You're going to get rejections, you know, but God says it is not us who people reject, it is him who they reject. So we must continue don't allow that to stop you. Don't allow anything to stop you from moving forward, because you've got to keep moving forward. Because, you know, this is about Christ. This isn't about us. This is about Jesus Christ, because he's the one that went through and died on the cross for all of us. We wasn't even worthy of that. You know, we just wasn't worthy. And here someone comes down and he did and took all that humiliation. That's why I come. He understands. He knows what's going on. He knows the heart of every man and woman. And he knows that who is and who isn't against him. He already knows. That's why he's called God Almighty. He is the Jehovah God. He is God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. It is wonderful to be able to sit here and allow God to use me as he is doing. He's using me. He's teaching me, and I am so blessed and thankful, you know. Because when I'm weak, it is him who's strong. And I tell you, I can't do anything without him, and I'm nothing without him. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed. I can tell anybody and anyone what Christ means to me and what he done for me. And he is continuing doing what he is to do for me, and he's providing the needs that I am to have, and I thank him for it. I thank him every day. So God wants us to continue to be strong, as he says in Deuteronomy 31:6. And I'm going to say that again. I'm going to read that again if I have the time. I'm going to say that again and make the devil angry, because he's angry. He doesn't want us to know God's word. He don't want us to know the truth. And he says here in Deuteronomy 31:6, thank you, Jesus, to be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He goes with us. He will not leave you nor forsake you. He will not leave us. He'll never. That's his promise. That's one of his promises. He will never leave us. He is with us no matter what we go through, no matter what they say about us, no matter what they do to us. God is saying that he is with each and every one of his children. He is with us, and he's telling us, even though we may be afraid or we may be terrified for cause of all that is going on, what we're hearing, what we're seeing, but God is telling us to be strong. His word, if we read his word, believe in his word, hope in the word, I'm going to tell you, it makes you to be stronger. It makes you to be strong. So, this is Sister Betty with It's My Journey with Jesus Christ. I hope that all is well with you. I hope that you have a wonderful, blessed day. Know that there's no day promised to none of us. And I hope that you was blessed by his word. Let us continue on praying for one another. Let us continue lifting up others, lifting up one another, lifting up people. Let us continue doing what God has commanded us to do, and we are to do it only in his name, not our name, but do it in his name. That name is self-powerful. My name ain't powerful. His name is powerful. Have a blessed one. Enjoy your day and have a blessed weekend. In Jesus' name, and Jesus loves us. He loves you. Doesn't love our sins, but he loves us. Be blessed. Agape.